Well, we've got our family's first ladies in studio today, and that would be Executive Director Jessica Vogt. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
And Alicia Mata.
Good morning.
She is the central navigator. I've committed that to memory now, so I don't have to ask you every time. So before we touch on what you wanted to talk about, remind folks what the overall mission and purpose of Families First is here in North Platte and in a 16-county area that you serve.
Yeah, our purpose is to connect people with resources and empower them to a brighter future. And that can look like different things for different people, different households.
Because there's a lot of different needs.
There is a lot of different needs. Yeah. And so Delicia, our central navigator, does an intake process with people who apply. Mm-hmm. Whatever they're applying for, it's the same process, but she asks questions tailored to the information that they share. Mm-hmm. And then Delicia takes that information and connects them to resources if the person wants to be connected. So this could look like maybe a family wasn't able to purchase all the groceries they need to for the month. Delicia can connect them with all of the available food pantries and mm-hmm. resources that we have for food programs.
You have resources for high gas prices and offsetting some of that?
We don't.
Dang.
I wish we did.
I need
brutal.
To be connected with someone to defray some of the cost
There's often occasions where if fuel is needed for a family to get to work, we have assisted with
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm. We can help with fuel, but not affecting the overall price.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll come down. I think it's just good to, just kind of have that reset once in a while and just remind people what you're all about as an organization, too, and because families first, that could brings to mind a lot of different things, mm-hmm. I think, for people. So, you call yourself a partnership because you connect people mm-hmm. with their best hope of getting the resources mm-hmm. they need and the aid that they need. And
that's
you're
right.
just kind of a conduit
yes.
for that, right?
Mm-hmm. We are. Yeah, we use a program called Find Help. Mm-hmm. It is a, I believe, nationwide mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. There's been a big growth in Nebraska for it because it is a database of all resources that are either free or low cost. Available in Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm sure that took some time to put together.
Well, we didn't have to.
But you didn't have to, worry
no.
about that.
We often make updates, but their platform is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's there for everyone to see.
Yeah, just check it out. I just hopped on the website a little while ago. Families First, 1ST Partnership. Is it NP after that, or just Families First Partnership?
.gov.
For
I can
Families
check
First
here.
Website or the
your
find
website,
help?
Yeah.
Familiesfirstpartnership.org.
Familiesfirstpartnership.org. Yeah. Some organizations have the NP on there, mm-hmm. but yours doesn't. Just Families First Partnership. .org. So you wanted to mention you got a quarterly collaborative meeting coming up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the previous executive director, Carolyn Sabin, was fantastic about hosting quarterly meetings regularly on a quarterly basis.
Quarterly kind of suggests every 3 months. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I stepped in after Carolyn retired, mm-hmm. and I've only done one quarterly meeting.
So you need to get with it.
Yes.
Right. Step it up.
I do. And
but there is one coming up.
There is one coming up on June 10th from 1 to 2:30 at Mid Plains, the North Campus, room 202.
Okay. That's a Wednesday.
That is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take an opportunity to host a community meeting from the lens of a fresh start. Introduce myself. A lot of people already know me. Mm-hmm. But for those who don't, I want them to, see my face because I am often behind the computer mm-hmm. or on a phone. We've also changed quite a bit of things within Families First, whether that's an internal process that Delicia and I do on our back end. Or funding. We do have additional funding available for now. So we can help people who maybe don't have kids in their home. And we really want to share and clarify what Families First does and how we function in the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, kind of like what you just explained, but more details and mm-hmm. even what you just said about the what mm-hmm. you're all about. For sure. So a chance to meet you. Imagine Delicia will be there.
I will there be
there. Too. Probably going to shut the office for a while that day.
A little bit.
1 to 2:30 on the 10th, second Wednesday in June. Again, at Mid Plains on the North Campus in room 202. This is an in-person event only, so you have to come to get the benefit of it.
Yes, we've tried to do the uh-huh. in-person and Zoom hybrid thing. That's a challenge. Mm-hmm. And not everybody who's on Zoom ends up catching all of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So it is
sometimes
for
the audio can be a challenge to get the audio where you need it.
Mm. It does end up being for everyone's benefit to just do it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. So make that commitment and find out more about Families First on the 10th of June. Processes and funding or any other questions they might have about how it works would be a good time, right?
Mm, it
I'm
would
sure
be.
You'll take questions. And
yes. We do have an RSVP link form. And one of the it's like name, organization, and email. But I do have a question on there asking what people who are RSVPing would like to most learn about. So that gives me a little bit of feedback beforehand.
So you can be prepared with that information that, mm-hmm. and make sure you're answering at least the early feedback of what you're getting mm-hmm. before people bring up different things there that come. It says share ideas, feedback, and collaborative solutions. All about those solutions. So obviously, I mean, you're busy connecting people with other organizations. What is the most common thing that you're finding out? Is it, like you mentioned before, with people that just don't have enough money to buy groceries and, you know, have the food that they need?
Or I think is it sometimes other when there's communication and the discussion comes about, finding out that some people just don't know what our community actually has to offer. So that's between an mm-hmm. individual in need at that time. And even at these collaborative meetings, gives everybody some insight of what we have here and bring attention to what we can better serve together. And it's just that networking opportunity.
Probably just people that don't have enough money to pay bills. And
Lack of food or ability to access food is often an underlying issue. When we have people apply, it's usually urgent or, hey, I've got a really big bill, I lost my job, and I don't know how I'm going to pay this. We see a lot of applications for housing or utilities because both of those costs have risen along with the fuel prices.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what you're dealing with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Do you find that in most cases you're able to connect people and get their issues
with the appropriate information provided? We could connect mm-hmm. with the right services in our community, mm-hmm. Make that opportunity for some mm-hmm. additional life skill building, get things in place and help that family get established.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the best thing to do is not necessarily hand people money because that solves it short term. Mm-hmm. But the best thing is to, like you just mentioned, get them trained so that they can get a job, basically, and start earning an income. Mm-hmm. So
our overarching goal is long-term stability, and that, of course, looks different for every household. Yes, financial assistance probably will help the short-term barriers, but the other resources and services that we connect them with help build that foundation of support for continued growth and self-sufficiency.
Well, you ladies do a great service to the community by meeting people and helping connect them with organizations that are going to help solve their problems and get them back on their feet and get them going again. So,
thank you.
I'm sure you have a lot of success stories and take a lot of pride in that.
Actually, we're taking submissions of success stories. We would love to have feedback.
Yeah, because you're just sending them on, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you need to get – that would be good, yeah. If you mm-hmm. have – if this organization has helped you, go ahead and send them a note. They probably just email you a note or do mm-hmm. it the old snail mail way and send you a card or a letter or something and say, thank you, that, you know, mm-hmm. this is my situation and you referred me to such and such and this is where I'm at now. I'm in a better place. So
it's nice. We do hear about the stories on occasion. Yep. It's nice when the full circle comes back around.
Yep. Anything else beyond the collaborative meeting?
Yeah, I do want to share. Jessica and I just graduated from Leadership Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. I just want to give a big shout out to Marla Vang and all her committee that helped arrange this mm-hmm. Opportunity. We were participating with that program for 10 months and had all these arrangements and tours within the community, learning about various different
businesses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. education, media, healthcare, law enforcement, you name it, tourism. Good. It was just great. So just want to say thank you, and it really gave mm-hmm. some insight, learning so much more about our community.
Good. That always helps to get a good overview of what's happening mm-hmm. elsewhere and a good base knowledge of what is happening. I was going to ask you, I went out to Cody Park last week on the Pony Express ride across Nebraska, the motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Did that ever happen? Because I sat out there 2 hours.
Oh,
and
no.
There was no activity at all. Did they find that? Were they just behind schedule, or did
yes.
they come?
Yes. So after
later?
We shared with you, mm-hmm. their timing had changed to a few hours later.
Okay.
And
I wondered about that.
I'm so sorry.
I need to get your phone number so I can text you in that kind of a situation.
Yeah.
And say, did we
they
shift things?
They came through about 2 o'clock uh-huh. Central Time. That whole Mountain Time Central Time.
It was about 2 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah. And then, but yeah. There was the riders came through. We had Brain Injury Alliance in attendance. There was
Lutheran Family Services.
They brought their new mental health mobile van.
All right.
So
I can only stick around till 1 because I had things I had to get done back here, so I was hoping they would
and
come.
A big shout out to Pizza Ranch. Yeah. They help support the meal provided for our drivers mm-hmm. or the bike riders.
Good. They mm-hmm. brought out pizza. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they love that. It fueled them going going on down the road. About how many were there?
They estimated initially 15. I would say there was 8 or 9, maybe, mm-hmm. and then we had a local bike rider. Guardians of Children was there as well.
Oh, good.
And so they joined in for the ride for a bit.
Good, good. Well, that's good to hear because I really wanted to take some pictures and talk to somebody, but I had to skip out, I guess, before 2 o'clock, so... Maybe next year. Our guest on the first part of Mugs today have been Jessica Vogt and Alicia Mata with Families First partnership here in North Platte. We appreciate you both. Have a good rest of your month and a delightful weekend, and we'll see you in June.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.